Glory.
Everybody get touched by Jesus this morning? Woo, I'm still shaking. Ain't nothing greater than getting to God's presence. That's where our home is. Amen? Our home is in his presence. Glory to glory to glory. Turn to your neighbor, tell him your home is in God's presence. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please. Oh, yes. We all look better. You know, we've talked about God's anointing consistently, and I will continue to talk about the anointing of the Lord because it is vitally important. And this morning we want to talk about maintaining the power. You know, so we know that the power resides in the anointing. It's God's presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Now, maintaining the power is actually what, there's something important about this because it is the ability to do something effectively. It is an area to maintain control. So it's not more than just strength in the outside. This power is inside. It is the power of God that's within. It is the ability to resist evil influence. It's the ability to overcome yourself. It's the ability to overcome emotions that can mislead you. Instead of reacting, you become more responding. See, react. When you react according to the flesh. When you respond according to the spirit. It's overcoming thoughts and offenses. It's overcoming discouragements and disappointments. It is the power to overcome. Now, there's something about maintaining the power because there's something you must maintain to maintain the power, and that is position. Position in the spirit, where God is number one, God is number two, and God is number three. It's God, 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 not me, myself, and I. It's not a position or a title or amount of money you have. This power is inward, not outward, yet it expresses an outward manner, character. See, you can't express Christ's character without the power of God Almighty. You'll still be expressing yourself. It's not about a position, like I said. It's not about anything of that degree. You know, there's a lot of wealthy people there who think they have power. When I was in the world and in the drug world, I always used to tell, and my wife used to hear me all the time, first you get the money, then you get the power. But money's not power. It may be worldly power, but it ain't the power within me and you. That's why the word says, he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. We're more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us, right? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 7, please. Hallelujah. Maintaining the power of God Almighty, or maintaining the power. But you must first maintain what? Position. Where he must be first. He must be your fulfillment. I'm going to tell you something. When disappointment comes and discouragement comes, the reason for disappointment and discouragement is because we're putting our fulfillment in something else than him. And we can drift from that quickly. We have a tendency to put our fulfillment in something that we're accomplishing, and then we notice that what we were accomplishing didn't turn out right, and we get disappointed. Because my fulfillment is in the Lord. And you must tell him that, especially when you're discouraged, when things aren't going your way, Lord, you're my fulfillment. Why is there struggles? Because you've lost focus on who your fulfillment is. Amen? He's your fulfillment. He's my fulfillment. No matter what I'm going through, he's my fulfillment. Even when I don't feel like it, I must make the confession. Because my confession makes contact with him. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 7, let's speak it together. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Well, the whole Democratic Party is going to hell. Hello. And verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are what? Lawful for me, but all things are what? Not helpful. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the what? The power of any. See, there's a fight for power over you, your soul, your emotions. There's that battle that's constant every single day. And the enemy loves to infiltrate through music, through videos, through anything that he can, through disappointments, through events, through attacks. He's trying to overpower your power of choice. He's trying to overpower that every day. See, we have a free will to make a choice. We also have the power to make that choice. Amen. And when the power is not of God, we make the choice of the flesh instead of the spirit. That's why it's so important for me and you to fellowship, to stay assembled, to stay filled with the Spirit of God, to make contact every day with the Lord and disconnect from the world every day. That's our responsibility. Amen. Verse 13. Food for the stomach and stomach for the food. But God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for the sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his what? His own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought. Everyone say, I was bought. At a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Wow. You and I were, we were bought. We were bought. And we were brought forth by the power of God. We were bought at a price. That's what Jesus paid the price for us on the cross. Amen. His death for a new life. His death for a new life. Ephesians 6. Maintaining the power of God. Ephesians chapter 6. Everybody okay? Oh, sweet worship. Whew. And the song, Fly Away. Oh, glory. Verse 10, please. Let's speak it. Finally, my brethren, be what? strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In other words, be strong means be tight, be close. Be close to the Lord. Be close to the Lord. Amen. Be close to the Lord in his lordship over your life, in the power of his presence. You everybody get that? I will. It says, be close, be strong in the Lord. Be close to the Lord and his lordship. Why? Because he's lordship over your life. See, many people only know him as Savior, but not really as Lord. Oh, they say he's my Lord and my Savior, but he's really not their Lord over their life. Lordship means you're waiting for his commands. You're waiting for the next direction. You're always seeking him first. You know, even in the military, they're always waiting for a command, and then that command goes down a certain divine order. And so we're always waiting for the command from the Lord. What do I do next, Lord? What would you have me do? See, if you seek ye the kingdom of God, everything's going to be added to you and everything's going to get put in position. That's why we go to him every morning. Every morning we make contact. It says here, look at, put on the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the power or the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Many believers don't even know what the heck the full armor of God is. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, physical, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. In other words, demons, witches, fallen angels. That's what we wrestle against. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the what? Evil day. Every day is evil here. Having done all to stand. Then he tells you about putting on the full armor of God. Why? Because you cannot overcome without the power of God and putting on the full armor of God. Why? You're going into a battle. Amen? To be strong in the Lord is tight and close to his lordship and the power of his presence, power to stand against evil powers of darkness by putting on the armor of light or the armor of God. Romans 13. Maintaining the power. Verse 8. Hallelujah. What's it say? Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the what? Of the law. And do this, knowing the what? That the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the what? Armor of light. What's the armor of light? The full armor of God. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust or its desires. 1 Corinthians 1. We have a visitor here. One of my other sons, Gene, from another dimension. Glory. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. Welcome, Gene. I'm glad you're here today. I haven't seen you in a while. Praise God. Verse 18, let's begin together. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. What's the word believe mean? Follow. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Powerful. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. Everyone turn to your neighbor. You're foolish. That's why God chose you. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, the righteousness and the sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Praise God. The message of the cross or the gospel of his word, we follow it. And because we follow it, it brings me a new power. It feeds the power. It's like putting wood logs on a fire. It feeds. And that fire gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you begin to worship, it's like throwing oil on it too. And now it's, you're a walking flame of fire. You're a Holy Ghost arsonist. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 while we're here. Verse 1. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling. And my speech, my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Look at how many people are relying on the media. They're relying on what's Donald Trump. They're relying on all of these politicians. We're not relying on nobody. We're relying on Jesus Christ and the power of God Almighty for divine intervention. God can use anyone, even a heathen. He can use anyone. Doesn't matter whether you're a sinner or saved. God can use anyone at any time. Amen? Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5. Maintaining the power means you got to maintain position. That's one of the things the enemy... Look at what's happening right now. If you look in the physical arena... The enemy has taken position and for planning this whole thing for years and all political seats and positions and military. They've taken their positions to overcome this country. And now they're being exposed and being removed. But this is not just this country. It's a global. This has been going on for years. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, tried to expose him, and he got killed and assassinated. Everyone that stood up against him, all witnessed they've been assassinated. Reporters that began to expose him, they were assassinated. Look, they made attempts on Trump already. His job is to expose. And that's what everything's happening right now. Everything is being exposed. Why? So the glory of God can rush in. Hopefully these people will turn to repentance before they go to execution. Treason. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, please. Likewise, you what? Younger people, that means immature. It's not about age. Submit yourselves to your elders. You're more mature. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the what? Proud, but he gives grace to the humble. What's grace? God's plan of escape. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Roaring lion means he's got a big mouth. How has he messed with you? Through the voice of the strangers. Amen? That's how he messes with you. He doesn't show up and he doesn't tell you, I'm going to come after you today. He's after you every day. Verse 9, what does it say? Resist him. How are you going to resist him? In the power of God. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you're not the only one. Amen. You're not the only one who's going through it, but you're going to go through it. Just don't get stuck there. Amen. Everybody's going. The power to resist. When you have the power to resist, you also have the power to overcome. You resist, you overcome. You resist, you overcome. When you don't resist, you get overcome. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, please. Maintaining power. And wow, do we need it now? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, please. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body, or in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Vessels of power. Everyone say, I'm a vessel of power. Yes. 2 Corinthians 6. And say, I'm armed and dangerous. Yes. starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left hand, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying, behold, we live, as chastened yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things through the power of God. Power to overcome. Luke chapter 4, please. Oh, happy days. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until a what? Opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the what? In the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Powerful. Now, he was strengthened in the power. What was he doing at that time? He was fasting. He separated himself from the world. Amen? And then the temptations. So he was tempted, but he got stronger, not weaker. What? Why did he get stronger? Because the anointing upheld him. The anointing kept him. The power of the anointing of Jesus Christ. See, he had to go through all of these things to overcome so that you and I could overcome. But we can't overcome in the flesh. We can only overcome in the spirit, which is in the power of God, the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. We overcome. But you can't overcome without resistance. Did Jesus resist the devil? Yes, every temptation he resisted him, and he got stronger. And he got stronger. And then when time was up, after he overcame him, he ordered pizza. Hallelujah. You know, it's just amazing to me if, when you follow the life of Jesus and all the things that he did. I mean, and the Bible can't hold it all. I mean, one book can't hold everything he did. There's so much more. That's why the Bible is actually a door to other things that God has done. It's an open door to many, many things. But you got to be led by the Spirit. You can't just go in there and try and use carnal knowledge to get things. Amen? Because only the Spirit reveals the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Verse 7, please. I believe. Oh, yeah. And Jesus said to them, what? Do you not know? It is not for you to know what? Times and seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So this power isn't for just me and you to overcome. Because as you overcome, you become a witness. You're overcoming the world. What did Jesus say? He says, I come to destroy the works of the enemy. And I have overcome. I've overcome for you. Philippians 3. Hallelujah. Philippians 3 in verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Philippians 3, 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. See, so many people are afraid of following the Lord. And when they do, there's, well, what is he going to have me get rid of or whatever. Believe me, as you begin to follow him and walk with him, things begin to let go, and you don't even care. Because it's being replaced with his love and power. And let me tell you, when things are let go, when God chooses to restore it, it's warranted. It's under a warranty. When you go to choose to restore it, there's no warranty. That's why there's that let go and let God what? Restore it. See, many people go in to get freed from drugs and alcohol to be restored to their families. But God is saying, give me your family. And when I return it, it will be under warranty. But if you go try and go after it and fix it yourself, there's no warranty. Does everybody get it? That's how life is in everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 8 again. Yet indeed I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Now Christ is what? The anointing. It's the what? Anointing. And what's in the anointing? The eternal presence and power of God and truth of God Almighty. So what was he saying here? He's saying, man, look at, I'm letting go out to maintain that power, to maintain that presence, to maintain that truth in the anointing in Christ Jesus. And to be what? Found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may what? Know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are what? Behind. And reaching for those things which are what? Ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us what? As many as are mature have this in mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, Let us walk by the same faith, and let us be of the same mind. Power to press forward. Without the power of God, you can't press forward. Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Maintaining the power of God. Maintaining the power. You got the power. Verse 9, please. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Oh, praise be to God. Power. Power. You need power to over with patience. See, that's a place of enduring. You need power to endure, don't you? Too many people get shaken. One of the things that's essential in this is when you're walking in the Spirit, the anointing tells you things to come. If you're sensitive enough, you'll know what the enemy's about to try to do against you. You'll be a step ahead of him all the time. Because that's all he does is repeat the same thing. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is going to tell you. You're walking in the anointing. He's going to show you things to come. He's going to give you eyes to see all the way through. In fact, every choice we make, we should always see the end result. And sometimes you're going to have to make choices you don't want to make because you know the end result. But then you got to trust God, whatever he's going to do in that end result. Amen? And it's not a what if. See, so many people live by what if. Well, what if I do this and this happens? What if I do this? That's fear. That ain't trust. That's fear. We walk in the power of God. That means we know. We know. And what I don't know, I will eventually. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And we'll close here. Glory. Verse 3. Let's speak it. We are bound to give. Is everybody okay? All right. I didn't hear anybody. Thought you all drifted on me. We are what? Bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Wow. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. How are they enduring them? Power of God, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and give you who are troubled rest with when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all those who do not know God, and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints. To be glorified where? In his saints, yes. And to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. For it is written, for it is spoken, and so shall it be. Amen. The power of God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Holy Spirit, let the seeds of your word be imparted to each and every one and protected by the blood of the Lamb and sealed by the anointing, so that it may be brought to remembrance, so that we may overcome and see things through with the power of Jesus Christ as signs and wonders for your glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God.